You can be an unbeliever and your life not change, but you cannot be a believer and your life not change. I mean, read the book of 1 John. I mean, over and over it says, if there is a vertical relationship that has changed this way, there has to be horizontal relationships that change this way. If I say I love God and hate my brother, I'm a liar and the truth isn't in me. If I say I love God and I continue habitually in sin, I'm a liar and the truth isn't in me. A believer whose life does not change is an oxymoron. There's no way. That's Paul's point in Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. Listen carefully as I read the entire passage. Then on the right side, I put the passage, and you notice how I've outlined it for you? In Bible study, we call that a mechanical outline. I learned that from Howard Hendricks. And the Apostle Paul, have you ever noticed sometimes he has like a long sentence that's like 10, 12, 13 verses? And he says, therefore, because of, as a result of, and through this, and on this. And I don't know about you, but when I read it all in one long sentence, it's hard to get your arms around. And so I've grammatically gone through and studied it, and I've laid out the verse on the left side of your notes so that you can see all the grammatical relationships so you see what he's saying a little more clearly. Follow along as I read, picking it up in verse 17. So I tell you this, and I insist on it in the Lord. Well, what are you telling us, Paul? That you must no longer live...